Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Motorists are urged to use extra caution this weekend as thousands of motorcyclists hit the road tomorrow for the fall flood run. The routes run along the Mississippi and St. Croix Valley roads between the Twin Cities and Winona. This year's event is the first since lane splitting and filtering became legal statewide. The Motorcycle Safety Center says both riders and drivers should stay alert and patient as everyone adjusts to the new rules. Extra law enforcement and state troopers will be patrolling to ensure a safe ride. After 2 days of working group meetings on gun violence prevention, the question now is, can Republicans and Democrats come together and get anything passed in a special session? When it comes to banning assault rifles, doubtful. Republican Senator Eric Lucero of St. Michael.
We're here to talk about solutions and what we can do. It's very clear, as been enumerated numerous times, passing new gun laws will be tied up in courts and not have an impact, and likely found unconstitutional.
DFL Senator Ron Latz from St. Louis Park.
It's not just the Democrats' job to pass an assault weapons ban. We will try. But it should be and is an obligation of every member of the legislature to take steps to go after the weapons, not just the people.
It's now up to Governor Walz to decide if and when to call a special session. Minnesota Lynx forward Alana Smith is this year's Kia WNBA Co-Defensive Player of the Year, sharing the honor with Asia Wilson of the Las Vegas Aces. It marks the first time in league history that two players have tied for a key individual award. Health insurance enrollment season is around the corner, and the Minnesota Department of Commerce is warning about how decisions at the federal level will lead to increased costs. MDC Commissioner Grace Arnold says the negative impacts of the One Big Beautiful Bill will be clear.
The average proposed rate increases are 16.2% in the individual market and 12.7% in the small group market. Middle-class Minnesotans are going to get hit the hardest.
Congressional Republicans have said the One Big Beautiful Bill secures the border and reduces waste. In other headlines, a 16-year-old is hospitalized with serious injuries after being hit by a car while riding an electric scooter. Nicolet County deputies responded to the crash around 8:25 p.m. yesterday in Cortland. The teen was struck by a vehicle and brought to MCHS Mankato with serious injuries. The driver of the vehicle was uninjured. Alcohol and drugs are not suspected in the crash. Unsafe nitrate levels were found during free well water tests at FarmFest in southwest Minnesota last month. Margaret Wagner with the Minnesota Department of Ag says more than 100 private wells were tested over the three-day event.
Within that, six of those private well samples exceeded the federal health standard of 10 milligrams per liter or parts per million of nitrate nitrogen, and another nine showed elevated levels between 5 and 10 milligrams per liter.
More info on nitrate testing can be found on the Ag Department website. And eight people are charged in the first wave of housing stabilization fraud cases. Prosecutors say the Minnesotans billed millions in fake services through the state program, which was designed to help vulnerable residents keep housing. This is MNN.